Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you the truth about how to know the Lord, to know the ways of the Lord. We've looked at the fact that there is a narrow way that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. We're going to walk in the ways of the Word. We're going to go through affliction and pressure that the enemy brings. We're going to walk in the ways of the Word. Jesus said, I am the way. And what is that way? It's the way that's perfect, the way of the Word. It's been tried and tested. And we've got to make the decision that we're going to get in the Word. God's going to show us His ways and teach us His paths because we're going to have a meek spirit. We're going to be teachable and submissive and yielded unto the Lord. And we're going to have the fear of the Lord and be taught before God, making the decision, I will walk in the truth. I will keep my heart single-hearted before the Lord. I've chosen the way of truth. I've chosen to run the way of His commandments. I've chosen to keep them to the end. And I'm going to allow God to search me. If there's any wicked thing in me, get it out of my life and lead me in the ways of righteousness. I've lifted up my soul unto the Lord, and He's causing me to know the way that I'm to walk therein. I'll acknowledge Him in all my ways. That shows that I trust in Him. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I have made the decision that I'm going to acknowledge Him in my ways, and I know that He shall direct my paths. Remember that all the ways of the Lord, the paths are paths of peace. As He teaches you in the way of wisdom and you choose to do it, then you'll prosper in your way. As you hear the Word and be wise by being a hearer and a doer of it, God will always guard your heart properly. But you got to guard your heart. He'll guide it, but you got to keep the Word in it. Of course, give me your heart, He says in Proverbs 23:26. If you yield your heart to God, then your eyes will be opened and you will observe the ways of the Lord. And you will hear the word that God speaks to you. He will speak the way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. And as you come face to face with the Lord and you make your way straight, then God is going to bring His blessings upon you. Remember that we've always got to approach God, never just seeking Him in our way and delighting to approach God, to know the ways of God without the commitment to do His will. If you're just going to do your own pleasures, you're going to do your own ways, you're going to speak your own words, it's not going to be acceptable. That was the problem with those in Isaiah 58. Their fast was not acceptable because they wouldn't do what God told them to do. Now, we're going to keep the way of the Lord, and we're talking about that. Abraham kept the way of the Lord, and the things that God spoke of him came to pass because he commanded his children and his household after the ways of the Lord. Also in Genesis 35, we saw where we're to arise and go to Bethel. That's church. That's the house of God. Dwell there. Be there as often as possible. And hear the word and be clean. Let the word cleanse you. He's cleansing you and changing you by the washing of the water of the word. And you're changing the garments, putting off the garments of the flesh, putting off the old man, putting on the new man, and putting on the armor of God, the word of God in you. Now, this way that God's revealing to you is a way that you must walk in, and there's a work that you must do. It's something that God has called you to do. You see, you're bought with a price. You belong to Jesus. You're not your own. Quit yielding to walking in your own ways. Make the decision, I'm going to walk in the way that God has said, and I'm going to do the work that I must do. This is the time for you to work. This is the time for you to be doing what God has called you to do. Deuteronomy 8:2, it talks about how He's come to prove you and humble you to know what's in your heart, whether you keep His commandments or not. God knows what's in your heart by your walk, by what you're doing, what you're keeping, what you're speaking, what fruit is in your life. God requires for you to fear the Lord your God and walk in His ways and diligently keep and do the Word. We saw in Joshua 1:8, where if we have the Word in our mouth, and we meditate in it day and night, and we'll observe to do it, then we will make our way prosperous, and we'll have good success. And God's going to prove us if we're going to keep His way. It's important that you obey the voice of the Lord. Remember, Samuel was one who said to Saul, Saul said to Samuel, that I've obeyed the voice of the Lord. but he didn't obey him and everything. And Samuel came back and told him that he had rebellion. Rebellion was as that sin of witchcraft and the stubbornness as of the iniquity and the idolatry in his life. I'll tell you, we need to obey everything. He didn't obey all that God told him to do. He obeyed what he decided. You can't do that. You can't play pick and choose with God. You got to make a decision. I'm going to keep the ways of the Lord. If you want to see the blessings come on you in your life, make the decision that I'm going to obey everything he tells me to do. And we saw in Job 22:28 that you'll decree a thing, and that's the laws of God, the spiritual laws of God. You're going to speak them and act upon them. That will be established unto you, and the light will shine upon your ways. Psalms 1:1, we're not going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly or the ways of sinners. Our delight's in the law of the Lord, and we're going to meditate on it day and night, and we're going to be planted by the rivers of water, and our fruit's going to come to pass in its season. And praise God, we're going to be blessed in all we do. Whatsoever you prosper, whatsoever you do will prosper, the Bible says. Psalms 18, we were looking at as we were concluding in the last broadcast, where God's word says how he kept the ways of the Lord and he did not wickedly depart from them. And this is important if you're going to see God's blessings coming upon you. You see, when you commit your way, Psalms 37:5, you commit your way unto the Lord, you're going to walk in God's ways. You trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass. God will bring his word to pass in your life. Psalms 37:23, we're going to pick up with today. He says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. They are ordered or established by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. God has put steps before you. You've got to walk in those steps. You can't choose your way. The steps that God has set are ordered by the Lord. In fact, it's interesting, this word good man, good is put in there, it's italicized in the Hebrew, it's denoting that there's a different word for man, it's not the normal word for man in the Hebrew. It is a word which means a valiant man, referring to the overcoming man, the steps of the valiant man, the overcoming man, that's what's ordered by the Lord. Because God's going to show you his ways as you are yielded to him, as you've committed to walk in his ways, and you walk in the ways, you're going to overcome. You're going to be a valiant man, and your steps will be ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And then it goes on in verse 24, it says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You know, sometimes we might fall, but if our heart is right before God, and we get ourselves in line with his word, we repent immediately. Draw nigh to the Lord. Whenever you miss it or sin, come to the Lord immediately. If you fall or you make a mistake, you won't be utterly cast down. God will uphold you if you'll draw nigh to him, and he will bring forth victory and freedom in your life and bring you out of that area of bondage. Psalms 37:34, wait on the Lord, keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Oh, praise God, there's an inheritance that belongs to you, but you got to wait on him. Now, this waiting is not sitting around doing nothing. This is a waiting expectantly for the Lord to move in your life. And this waiting is when you're joined together with him because you're a hearer and a doer of the word. You're abiding in hope and you're operating in faith and you're keeping his way. See, when you're waiting on the Lord, you're not sitting around doing nothing. You're keeping the way of God. Your faith is active. And God's going to exalt you. He's going to lift you up. Remember, God's the one that exalts us. Don't exalt yourself. Let God exalt you. He shall exalt you to inherit the land. In Psalms 39, verse 1, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked's before me. Very important that we take heed to our ways by sinning not with our tongue. Watch your mouth. Your mouth needs to speak forth things that are in line with the word. Keep your mouth with a bridle. Don't let your mouth speak negative things. If you don't bridle your tongue, you will deceive your own heart. In Psalms 101, verse 6, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. If you're faithful, you'll walk in the way of the Lord, the perfect way, and you'll serve the Lord. That's what God's looking for. He's looking for you to be a servant of him. Psalms 119, verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. When you walk in the law of the Lord, you'll be undefiled. Verse 2, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Praise God. Seek Him. Keep His word. Don't do iniquity. Walk in His ways. God's commanded you to keep His precepts diligently. And then He goes on in verse 5. He says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. That's the attitude you ought to have. That was the psalmist's attitude, and that ought to be your attitude. In Psalms 119, verse 9, he says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How's it going to happen? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. If you're going to cleanse your way, and every one of us needs to cleanse our way, we're going to have to take heed according to the word and seek Him with our whole heart. Don't let yourself wander away from the commandments. The Bible says if the word's hidden in your heart, you won't sin against Him. And we're going to rejoice in His way because His way is the right way, praise God. We've made the decision that we're going to walk uprightly before Him and walk in the way of the word. Psalms 119, 101 says, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep Thy word. You see, when the fear of the Lord is before you, you'll hate evil. And you need to make a decision. I'm refraining my feet from every evil way. I'm not walking in the ways of the world. I'm not walking in the ways of selfishness. I'm not walking in the ways of pride. I'm not walking in the ways of wanting to be a controller, a dominator, or evil ways where I'm going to manipulate people. No, I'm going to keep the word of God. I'm not going to depart from His ways. I'm going to be a doer of the word. In fact, in Psalms 119, 104, he says, through Thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. When you have understanding, you'll depart from the ways of evil, and you will hate every false way. We want to hate the false way, and we want to love the right way. What is that way? The word. The word's a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Proverbs 4:26 says, ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Ponder the path of your feet. Watch the path that you're walking in. Think about what you're doing, the steps that you're going to take. Don't turn away from the ways of the Lord. Remove your foot from evil. The commandment is a lamp, the law is a light, and it's going to lead you in the ways of life. Praise God. Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. You know, as you get the word in you, then that from that word in your heart, it'll devise your way. But remember that the Lord always directs your steps. Don't make your own steps. Let the Lord direct your steps, and He will lead you in the way of victory. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Be a doer of the word. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.